Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad William Emmerman is here, too. William is a new friend, but not for long. He's going to have a lot to teach us over the next few years. We're going to hang on to him. Executive Vice President of Digital Media at Engage Media, Inc. He's formerly with Tribune Media, Hearst Television, Capital Broadcasting. You get the idea. He's paid his dues in our industry, and he's the author of a new book called The Invisible Brand, Marketing in the Age of Automation, Big Data, and Machine Learning. This is a very important book for our time right now, folks, and I encourage you to find it and read it and put it to work. William Emmerman, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here this morning, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you here. So I want to, as we talk about some of the elements in your book, psychotechnology, voice technology, that's a huge one most people aren't even paying attention to. The transformation that AI has had on every part of our lives. Help us study those things, think of those things as we try to couching it in the concept of being relevant in the age of AI. Because you and I can rail against AI, but we still have to use it. It's still part of our lives. We can't get rid of it. We're not going to get rid of it. But we do have to live with it, don't we?
Well, you talk about, and I'm sure your listeners are familiar with your concept of a relevance firewall. Increasingly, the relevance firewall is being guarded by artificial intelligence. We are consuming recommendations that are driven by algorithms. And one of the things that I say in my book is that because of that, you as a business owner or a marketing executive, you need to learn how to seduce the algorithm, because your relevance, your position in the marketplace, your ability to get that meeting is going to be largely dictated by artificial intelligence that's harvesting data on behalf of your customers so that they can make decisions before they ever even have to talk to you. That pre-qualification begins with the algorithms themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The thing that I've tried to encourage people to understand is that people are ruling you in or out before you even know they exist.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it's getting more impactful. So if you think about the role that algorithms have had over the past 20 years, you know, 20 years ago, marketers and executives had to make a decision. Do I invest in search engine optimization? There's this new thing. There's this, you know, Google search. Do I divert my TV ad budget? Do I divert my, you know, print ads to, you know, figuring out how to embrace this new technology? And some people did, and they made a lot of money, and other people didn't, and they went silent, and they wondered what happened. Mm-hmm. And today, businesses are facing a very similar challenge with the advent of the voice user interface. Businesses today are having to ask themselves, do I invest in solving the problem of being relevant in a voice commerce ecosystem?
Let's put this in perspective. Yeah. For 20 years, you and I lived in and taught and encouraged and practiced search. That's the word, folks. How many times have you heard search? Search is the big deal. Google became one of the biggest companies in the world based on search. But now that word search is being replaced with the word voice. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it, William?
Absolutely. So, you know, as consumers continuously adopt and use voice technology, they're using it, like I said, they're using it in their car to find the local restaurant. They're using it on their phone to search for a business to work with. You know, the concept of near me has become this very impactful way of communicating with people. And we're talking to these devices, and they are having a profound influence on us through voice. And a lot of people can't find their own products and services using voice. If you've got Siri or Alexa, say, Alexa, find my company, you know, find my product. And if Alexa can't return results that identify your products and services, you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. If you're invisible to the search engines, if you're invisible to this voice user interface, you have some work to do.
And let me stick in here another analogy from the past. How many years did you and I talk to them about local search? Make sure you're indexed for local search. Pepperoni pizza in Peoria. No, I'm sorry. Pepperoni pizza in South Peoria. That's a long tail local search kind of a tagline. If you had a pizza shop in South Peoria, you had to make sure that people could find you there as they were wandering around South Peoria. Now you're saying that, and that was for search. Now you're saying we have to have the same capability, the same index capability for voice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the number one reasons or use cases for voice is driving. People are in their cars. You know, they're looking for a store. They're looking to purchase something, and they're looking for something near them. I need a donut shop. I need a place to, you know, get a gas, you know, to get gasoline.
Starbucks near me. That's one of the main ones.
Starbucks near me. Yeah. So this concept of near me, people are saying that into their phones. And if you're not showing up, you've got a problem. So what can businesses do to start seducing the algorithm? Number one, they need to deconstruct the process. They need to look at the customer decision journey from the voice perspective. So break it down into these four problems. Look at number one, who are your customers and how they use voice? Number two, look hard at the devices they're actually using. What are they doing to find you? Number three, look at the voice assistants themselves. So voice assistants have a personality of their own. And fourth, you've got to look at how your business interfaces with those voice assistants. So, for example, Alexa has skills that you can write an interface so that your business can interact with Alexa. I use the UPS Alexa skill to track packages. I can just simply ask Alexa where my package is, and Alexa can tell me because UPS wrote that skill.
And you probably, just like we had to hire people to help us with search, because we're so busy making our company run, just like we had to hire somebody to help us with search, you're going to need to get somebody to help you with voice. Folks, voice is huge. If you wonder why Amazon is doing so great, last thing I saw, William, was Amazon has 40% of the voice market out there. Quick break, right back with William Ammerman. The new book is called The Invisible Brand. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.